Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I received an email from a friend a few weeks ago, and I didn't know if it was legitimate or not, so I wanted to get your expert thoughts, but it was around a telephone scam related to the area code 809, where it says if you dial this number, you get charged over $2,000 per minute on your phone bill. Are you aware of the scam?
There are a variety of them, and this was one of the few cases where at least a significant part of the email was actually accurate. One of the things that you have to do when you get an email that you aren't sure if it's a hoax or not is right. A little investigation.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't know if you can even call them bad guys, because most of the time the emails themselves aren't trying to steal any money from you. They're just, a lot of them are hoaxes. And the hoaxes will say, you know, Snopes said it's true. And they might even have a link, and if you follow the link, you'll find that Snopes said it's false. In this case, the email, which you forwarded on to me, had links for both Snopes and AT&T as well. And so I followed those links, and AT&T actually on their website has a web page that says 809 area code scam. And it says, be cautious when responding to emails or phone calls from the 809-284 or 876 area codes. These are area codes outside of the continental United States, often in Canada or the Caribbean, and they're charged at international call rates. So the customers don't realize that they're being charged the higher rates. So it's always a good idea to check if you don't know an area code. You know, look it up and find out where it is that you're calling. And in most cases, there's probably not a legitimate reason for you to return that call.
Right. So I guess the end game then is to try to get people to dial this, get it put on your phone bill. But then how are the scammers getting that money from the phone bill?
Well, actually, if you go to Snopes.com under fraud, telephone, and then 809.asp, they say that this is a mixture of true and false information. And some of these phone numbers that you call will have surcharges that the bad guys are collecting. I don't think AT&T is the one trying to scam people doing that.
Right.
So it says, you know, you'll get a message on your answering machine or your pager, and it asks you to call a number beginning with 809. You should assume that if you don't know the area code, it's not a good idea to call it. And sometimes it'll say something like to receive information about someone being a family member being sick or arrested or died, or that you've won a wonderful prize. Greed is always a great enticer. So like 809 is the British Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and it can be used as a pay-per-call number, like a 900 number.
Right.
So not only do you incur the long distance fee, but you're calling a number that's charging you per call as well.
Right. So probably similarly to SMS or mobile scams where you text a short code, which are usually third party, and then it bills you. This is probably a third party who's actually doing the collecting of the funds.
Exactly. And the phone company, of course, is collecting long distance fees too, but
right.
That's not where the bulk of the money is going.
So I guess if someone receives an email like this, as we all probably do often about scams or things of that nature, the best way to find out if it's legitimate or not is just to kind of trace that trail and do some sort of investigation.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and Snopes is a really good site for checking on hoaxes, whether or not something's true. And I mean, one of the things Snopes says about this is that the amounts of money involved, like the $24,000 or $2,000, have been greatly exaggerated as the warning circulates on the internet. The scam isn't very common. The average U.S. resident's unlikely to ever encounter it. And not every phone number in area code 809 is part of the scam either.
Interesting. So is there somewhere else in online, can you put in the exact number and it'll tell you if it's a scam? Or should people just try to stray from these area codes or at least try to know the caller before returning that call?
Yeah, they should check out what the area code is before they call an area code, know where you're calling. Yeah, if you just Google the phone number, oftentimes you'll see lots of reports of scammers. If you take key sentences out of the email and Google that, if it's a scam, usually you'll find people posting the exact same email in a scam warning site.
Oh, that's good advice. Well, great. So to all of our listeners, I guess 809-284-876 or any other number that seems like it might be inappropriate or unknown to you, always good to investigate those and then certainly avoid dialing those three area codes if possible. Randy, anything else on this topic that you'd like to discuss?
Just remember, anyone can write anything in an email. It doesn't make it true. So be a little skeptical.
Absolutely. Well, as always, good advice. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.